Go around the mall, bird. Oh, hello, Uncle Dan, celebrity of the Edina.
Courier.
Yes. Here we are in South Minneapolis with weather of South Vietnam. And there's my bride. Hello, bride. She's looking. Oh, it's going. All right. Okay. We just called up to say hello. Hello.
You can't make one on that.
Oh.
I mean, you can't play on that.
Right.
Oh, you can't make it on the big reel.
Oh, you can't make it on the big reel.
Except, yes, he can make it now and then just rewind it.
Oh, and then it'll be on backwards.
What's the matter? Did you step on it?
Hi. Say,
oh, Dad.
Meg, what happened? Don't shut the door, will you? There's Tommy.
I got
family. Well, the kitchen looks about the same. The one wall with the flowers on it now has a little, what do you call it, magnetic board above the telephone. With one of the maps you drew. And then we have the divine office of the kitchen with the...
Good night.
What are you telling me? Did you wake up last night? We got smashed last night.
We get smashed last night.
Well, I
and then on the...
That's what
Widow Conlon had company last night about, must have been 5:30-ish. And we brought a jug of rum, and we used your Dashley Mix and Grenadine telephone. And got the blender along, and we all had about 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 Bacardi. Unbelievable.
This is what
we did. How smashed we got.
No, what are you doing? You're Betsy. Oh. Kathy.
Yeah. Where this time?
Right here.
Right where? Right there? Yeah. Well, fine. Gee, that's a nice one.
Oh,
I can't
oh.
see nothing.
Ollie.
That's Megan's new sentence. She also knows how to say it.
See my alley.
See my alley. This is the usual procedure after Sunday Mass.
Sure.
Kay gets home.
Where am I going to sit?
Well, this way. You got a big, bright, red bulletin board hanging on that flowered wall next to the divine office. And it has your picture with some broad, or I mean yours. And you're looking over at me.
Yeah,
and
the bottom was more than
Megan and Jimmy.
We're going to stay there after this. Yeah, it really is, but I just can't take the two of them. So where are you going? Oh, well, that's enough of that stuff. She's talking to Gretchen Fandel. And then on the bulletin board below that big picture of you and the broad, that's a nurse, is a picture of you and the family down in Texas. And then you got a bridal luncheon card hanging there. And then you've got the...
So then there's the three pictures
that you send, you and the Greek dancing and some other bald-headed fellow that makes you look good standing behind the truck. And then the three of you, now the picture on top really snaps my binder because you got that 45 on your side. That kind of chokes me. I hope you don't shoot yourself in the toe.
Oh, yeah.
And then she might be you.
Yeah.
Kayla's getting my pants dirty. And then a big flower. And then comes the doorway. And then you have that big shelf, you know, those three-tier metal shelf that you got sticking from the ceiling to the floor.
There's envelopes and driftwood ashtray and fish food. The fish have died. Kay's sunglasses that are unbelievable.
You're kidding.
And some chalk. Yeah, and on the second shelf, we have that green teapot with the radio, with a bunch of letters that you've written, with your slides. Kay Dundo. And Kay's good sunglasses. And some other box and pictures and stuff. And then on a third shelf down, we have that model art picture. And then Kay is getting together a photo album. There's some other books there. And then on the next shelf is your blanket. It's all wrapped up, ready to go, so we'll get it off to you Monday morning. I hope you don't electrocute yourself. And then the scale is underneath that. Then comes the... the wafer basket is sitting next to the stove between the shelves and the stove. Coffee pot on the stove. Matches. And then comes your ice box there, and that's got a picture of Ed Water on it. And some letters in another container, and some ice cream cones. And there's grenadine and rum in your liquor cabinet up there, some rum. About a half a shot of rum, and a little booze. And that's about it. The next thing comes your dishwasher, and then comes your sink. Well, that's pretty well loaded. That's got the iron and the potato chips and the cookie jar and the three Bacardi glasses that are still sitting there waiting to be done.